Well, good morning, gentlemen. Hey, I must be in the wrong country, because the sun is shining and it's quite warm. But of course this is the UK, so this one day could be our summer. So in the thumbnail is a femon, and she was a DEI manager of Facebook and Nike. But she's been charged with fraud for taking kickbacks and scamming money from Facebook and Nike. And I think she was given 5 years. But it's not a surprise to me at all. You ever notice that most of the DEI people are femons? They get hired by these companies who don't have any issues and are a profitable company. But the DEI people see these problems everywhere, don't they, in the company? It's infested. That's what they say. But in actual fact, the DEI people are the ones who create the conflict and chaos. They don't create diversity, they create division. And it isn't long before the company stops becoming very profitable, because the company is paying out so much money for all the problems to be fixed that the DEI managers actually made up themselves. You see, it kind of reminds me of a company I work for down in the marina. It was a maintenance company, you know, keep the upkeep of the marina. And when we were walking around, we were told to look out for anything that needed to be done. And as we were the only company down there, we were the ones that got the work. And although we were pointing out things that needed to be done, it wasn't ethically correct, was it? Because we were creating work for our own company. But I knew the DEI thing was a bit of a scam all along. It's taken a long time for it to get through, though. The company is only just finding out that it's all just a bunch of charlatans. Anybody remember Anita Sarkeesian? She was another scammer, wasn't she? And she helped the destruction of the gaming industry, which has gone downhill ever since. Don't forget, guys, femons are destroyers, not builders. Their job is create chaos and drama. And they've never made anything better than it was. They've destroyed it. So there's a company that's quite big and profitable, with no real issues, and has a good image. And it's expanding with no problems at all. Then hire a femon DEI manager, and you will have problems. But now there's quite a few companies seeing through these scams, isn't there? But you gotta keep your guard up, because there'll be another type of scam coming along soon, if one's not already in place. I mean, you see, femons love money, and they'll do anything to get it. Femons are professional scammers. I mean, take a look at marriage, one of their best scams. And it's still scamming man today. But nowhere near as many. You have a nice day now, guys. Oh yeah, watch your back. Take it easy.